Number 10,120, Baxter Farms Incorporated, north of Road 48, 1,710 feet east of Road 326. A variance from the setback requirement for a manure shed.
James H. Baxter IV, 24933 Governor Stokely Road, Georgetown.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, ma'am.
James Baxter Jr., 23073 Zora Road, Georgetown.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name's Jay Baxter. This is my grandfather, Jim.
Okay.
We're here tonight asking for a variance for a manure structure on a piece of property we bought. We will call that the Low Farm. We bought the property in May of 2002. Mm-hmm. It had an existing poultry operation on it, which comprised of three poultry houses, all of which were obsolete. We had intentions of improving them. Things happened among the family soon after that, which changed our operation drastically. Now we're asking to take a partial of one of those chicken houses, which has not been torn down like the rest, and converting it into a manure structure.
Mm-hmm. Have a survey.
Okay.
One for each one.
Delaware Nutrient Management Commission prescribes the best management practice, otherwise known as a BMP, to put litter inside of a structure to keep it from the weather, to keep it from the rain. But it is allowed to be piled outside as long as it is in a proper pile, which is in a conical shape and is in certain setbacks from property lines, wells, other properties, structures, etc. Mm-hmm. We're trying to stay in within the best management practices. And we do not see any need of building a new structure, which would use tax money, being the structure is already in place and is more than adequate.
All right.
Well, gentlemen, to start this off, you mentioned about the fact that we bought this property in 2002. Yes, we had great dreams that we could probably grow chickens, because at that time we were growing with Tyson Foods, a six-week-old chicken that didn't require internal ventilation and such as that. Unbeknownst to us, in 6 months' time, they decided to close the Berlin plant. That's left the two houses there that were in fair shape to keep from doing any additional work to them. There's more things you have to do, and you want to get rid of, tear something down, and have it burnt. We went to Beta to have an examination of the chicken houses, and I think in about 2 years' time, we did get permit to go ahead and finally got the fire company to, we could schedule with one another. Some of you may have had this problem, I'm sorry, that it is quite a job. Anyway, they burnt these chicken houses down in last December, I believe. And so, with this, give you a brief idea of what did happen. Before that, my son Bill decided that he'd like to take 150 foot of that one chicken house, because it's a truss rafter house, and raise it, I think, 6 or 7 blocks high. His daughter sort of wanted to get into the horse boarding detail. And so This is what he did. And as some of you know, what happened to my son, Bill, he left us 2 years ago in March. And when that happened, his daughter decided it was going to be too much for her to undertake without her dad helping her. And so here we were with a building after the chicken houses were burned. Let's do something about it. I went to Mr. Lank, and I think I have enough copies here to show you those. Asked Mr. Lank what the possibilities were of turning a previous chicken house into a manure structure. He said, well, I don't know, but as the letter reads, he would talk it over with the attorneys in charge and come back with an answer, and this is the letter that he sent me. And so we were ready to do something, and then as our time would permit, and later on, I think in about maybe 3 weeks, Mr. Lank wrote us another letter that had been called to his attention that anything that had been out of use as a chicken house for 2 years or more would have to come before the planning and zoning to have a difference of it. Plus the fact that at that time we found that this building was too close to the line. And in checking and going back, we found that a second chicken house was built by Mr. Lowe, and evidently it was built because one of two chicken houses to line up. He discovered when this inspector came that he had to have a variance. So he had to come to you people, or this board rather, to get a variance. And you will see that the data there that tells you how close the chicken house is to the property line, which on everything on the west side of that line is not our property. So we quit. Where's the pictures? We quit after this letter came, but before that we did this, and these pictures are good for you to take. This is what we did to the so-called chicken house, hoping to build a manure shed. You will see that the sidewalls have been closed, the indoor that you generally use for ventilation when chickens are inside to blow air out into the property next door. But this is closed. The sidewalls are closed where curtains, where it used to be. Mr. Paul McGee from Laurel was the one that did this work for us. It's not done shabbily. It looks shabby because we use the metal.
They're all one packet.
So we quit. After we got the letter, we have done nothing else since. And so my son's grandson would talk to you about the fact that what we did as far as finishing about the inside that needs to be done for manure shed.
Future plans for the manure shed obviously are to build up the inside floor with a impermeable layer of clay, plastic, which will not allow any nutrients to pass through the soil into the water. But I'd also like to bring to mind that in order for nutrients to pass through the soil into the water, you must have water. So as long as you keep a roof over top the litter, you'll have no water inside this structure to transfer the nutrients into the groundwater. I'd also like to bring it to your attention that once we bought this property, we added it to our approximately 900-acre block, which is all in our voluntary Sussex County Farmland Preservation District. We'd like to think of ourselves as bettering the community.
I have another statement here that could be passed around. This is a bill that's passed by the state legislature and okayed by the planning and zoning in 1987, I believe. I have a date at the bottom of it. talking about the fact of agriculture complex, agriculture business, whatever you want to, we want to call it. We call it a business because it is a big business. But we do have some rights in the state. We have some rights in the county. And as long as we do right, we should be protected. And this is what Mrs. Grandson is talking about. We're trying to do what we think is right to protect anybody that's near that as far as anything leaching into groundwater. It would be nearly impossible. That's the reason we follow that we have a nutrient management plan that is approved by the Delaware Commission on Agriculture and Nutrients. And so we try to follow the land. It's not only have to, you have to in other reasons too, because of the economics. And I know Mr. Workman there knows a little bit about the economics. Mr. Hudson knows something by talking with Borough Growers about economics. So these are things that we've tried to do, gentlemen, to make it as best we can to be a good neighbor. We do not have any intention of doing anything unless the winds or whatever, but you will notice the picture that it shows the end of the chicken house is on the westward side, and most of the prevailing wind, except today, comes from the west. And so therefore, I think any obnoxious odors that somebody might talk about wouldn't be blowing for them, it'd be blowing out. So we have an open end where we can back in. And you see on the survey, we will be coming in on our own land, making this deposit. If this is approved tonight, we'll be making our entrance. And of course, we'll be using that entrance anyway for the farm. So the irrigation that we're going to put on that land is going to be much better to look at than two or three chicken houses falling down. And if you can't see to prove it, prove us tonight, well, you have people to listen to. I hope that you can understand that we're trying to do right. And I think we do have a provision in the state of Delaware and Sussex County that agriculture does prevail as long as we don't make a nuisance of ourselves to any neighbor in the area. Now, one of the gentlemen from the Nutrient Management Commission gave us some ideas what to do. He's still on vacation, so he's not a witness here tonight. But there's three people on the Nutrient Management Commission that represent the chicken industry, one from Sussex, one from Kent, and another one from over at Milton, which is also Sussex County. He's not one of them as far as poultry goes, but he is a soil scientist and can give some real good ideas on how to put manure on, how to put fertilizer on without being any disturbance. So these are things that we're talking about. And I hope that you have anything else to say, Jim?
No.
No. This completes our presentation. Any questions?
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? From Mr. Bank?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just for the record, an estimate of what period of time would you have manure stored in the structure?
Well, we won't have any this year, probably.
Let me continue that.
Go ahead. Answer,
if that's all right. Again, with Nutrient Management Commission's code, we're not allowed to apply more than a three-year removal rate of manure to any property, to any land. And we have already applied some to the land adjacent to this structure this year. So it would be uneconomical for us to store manure in this structure probably for another year at least because of the transportation cost of what it would be to haul it to the structure, haul it back out of the structure to an adjacent area.
I think what I'm trying to get an idea of for the record is how many months out of the year do you think you would have manure stored in the building?
Nine months out of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Just keep them up, please. One, two, three, four, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, do we have a spokesman maybe for the group, or all those that would like to speak, please come forward now to be sworn in. All that would like to be. Mr. Mitchell's going
to
be first.
You've asked me to come forward first.
State your name and address for the record.
Ralph Mitchell, 18 Haven Drive, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
You swear to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Name and address.
Ralph Elo, Jr., 22709 Zora Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Faith Lowe, 22709 Zora Road, Georgetown.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Patricia Lowe Deptola, 22665 Zora Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
James Deptola, 22665 Zora Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Denise Burns, 25600 Crab Alley East, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Mary Wooten, Wootten, 25600 Crab Alley East, Millsboro.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you.
Dustin Burns, 2560 Crab Alley East, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing
yes.
but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Towers, 22691 Zora Road, Georgetown.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Hey, before we start, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've all been sworn in, and everyone would like to speak, and that is permissible, but I'd ask that we please not be redundant, you know, with your presentations or your opposition, please. Okay, thank you. Mr. Mitchell, you go first.
Thank you. One matter that I guess the board cannot control tonight is that this is kind of sensitive in that I'm sure the board is looking at it as a variance issue, which we are too, but we're also looking at it as a friendship issue in that we have three families represented here tonight. We've all known one another for many, many years. I was born in 51. Knew the Lowe family when I was a little boy and became acquainted with the Baxter family when my parents built out there in 1958 when I was seven. So rode the school bus with Jim's sons and lived next door to the Lowe's. So we're all friends, and we hope ultimately when a decision is rendered, regardless of how it goes, we'll still be friends. So okay, with that and behind us now, in 1964, my parents built a home where it still stands today, and I remained there until 1972 when I got married. My father passed away in 2000. My mother passed away in 2003, at which time the home was left to me, and I now rent that home out. And my home is the closest one in proximity to where Mr. Baxter would like to have his manure storage shed. Somewhere along, and I may be wrong about this, but I think Ralph Lowe Sr., along about 1966, built a chicken house on that property. And then later years, sometime later around 1979, I think, or at least I'm being told, he built a second one. And either with the first chicken house, the second, or maybe even both, it was discovered that they were built too close to my parents' property, at which time Ralph Sr. approached my parents about a variance if they would sign it, and of course, being neighbors, good neighbors like we all hope to be, they did, and the chicken houses were subsequently built. Of course, the farm is now, you know, changed hands a couple times. Ralph Jr. took it over from his father, and then the farm was sold to Mr. Baxter, the actual farming part of it, and the chicken houses. And I want to commend Mr. Baxter for cleaning up. He has done that. He had some old buildings burned down, and he, you know, went in and cleaned everything up, and it looks much better, and I appreciate that. But it doesn't take away from the issue that we're addressed with tonight. The one chicken house that sits immediately in back of my property, and there were some pictures being taken, and these are not survey measurements, so I can't swear to their accuracy, but I can tell you that they're pretty accurate. is that the chicken house is about 45 feet from the rear of our property line where we have a where I have a storage shed. It's about 137 feet from the water source of the property that I own, that being the well, and around about 148 feet from the chicken house where the manure is going to be stored to the back door of my parents' house, which is now mine. So obviously I have concerns. You know, I am not against Mr. Baxter conducting his farming operation. That's his living. That's his bread and butter. I'm not even objecting to the fact that he wants a manure storage shed there. I'm objecting to where the placement will be. If he wanted it back in the back end of the farm, I would not be in here tonight, would not say a word about it. But it's, I feel, I don't know the codes, you all do, but I feel it's entirely too close, not just to my property, but also surrounding properties. There's like five or six, potentially even seven properties that are very close that can all be affected by this. And I'm objecting to it for the, you know, the obvious reasons. One, it would greatly depreciate the value of my property. You know, I have my interest in mine. I hope to retire someday. You see the gray hair. I like for it to help me out in retirement. So I'm objecting for the depreciation value. I'm opposed to it due to the potential odors that would come with a manure shed. I'm opposed to it due to the possible contamination of the ground water. Like I say, very close to 137 feet from the well. I'm opposed to it for the, you know, the potential for flies and rodents. And like I say, due to the distance involved, again, not to be repetitive, but not opposing what he wants to do, not opposed to him making a living. I'm opposed to where it is. If he would have jacked it up and moved it to the back end of the farm, not heard anything from me. Or built a new structure back there, not hurting anything for me. But we all, and of course the other people seated behind me will state their opinions on it. And I currently rent the house out. They've came to me and said that they would like to purchase, but they very quickly said, what's going to happen with this manure shed here at the back door? So that's my position. Thank you.
Sir, I've got a question to ask you, sir. Would you have it in a manure shed or outside? He could put, if he didn't have that manure shed there, he could pile it right there in the same place.
Well, you know, yes, he probably could. But, you know, like I said, we're all neighbors. I would think out of respect to me, he wouldn't do that. And, you know, if I were to ask Mr. Baxter tonight, how would he and Ruth like it if this manure shed was at their back door? You know, like I say, and he's a friend of mine. Hope we're going to shake hands, be friends tonight. We go to the same church. We see each other every Sunday. It's just, you know, what can he do legally? And what would he do ethically and morally? What would be the right thing to do, you know?
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, he is putting it underneath the shed trying to keep it out of the
well,
weather. But, I mean, he can.
Maybe he can. Time. You all know that. I don't. And maybe there's somebody seated here behind me that knows whether or not he can legally do that. You know, give him credit for trying to put it in a shed as opposed to piling it up out there. But then again, I would give him the most credit if he would move that shed back and then put it in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more thing, Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker?
Mr. Mitchell?
Mr. Mitchell, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was thinking Parker. You realize what he's asking for?
He's asking for a variance.
He's asking for an 8-foot variance.
Yes.
So if
of which I'm opposed to.
Okay.
Just for the fact that what he wants to use it for. Okay. That's.
I understand, but what I'm trying to make clear is that if he tore that building down
and moved it 8 feet,
yeah, he could be legal and he wouldn't be here tonight. So you understand that, right?
I understand that.
Okay.
But you also understand I have a position with my property.
I understand
that. I also have, he's a friend. I also have allegiance to my neighbors here in back of me.
I just want to make sure
everybody's
understood.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, next.
I'm Ralph Lowe, Jr. This is my wife, Faith. I sold the farm to several years to Mr. Baxter when I got out of farming myself. I've taken care of chickens. I rented two other farms, and I tilled 700 acres of ground when I was going. I own the property on both sides of Mr. Mitchell. We have a vacant lot that we hope to build a home on later on, and my home is on the south side of Mr. Mitchell. I understand what Mr. Baxter is trying to do. However, again, in proximity to my property and with the nuisance it would present possibly of odor, flies, rodents, I'm against it. Mr. Baxter does have seven vacant chicken houses at his own farm that he possibly stored manure in. I do understand he wants to keep manure dry. There is also a well, 4-by-90-foot well, that's only about 3 foot, 5 foot somewhere off of that chicken house. And I do have a question about that also. I'll be very brief, and that's basically what I have to say.
Okay. Well being used. Is that well being used?
Currently, no.
How long has it been since it's been used?
I got out of the chicken business roughly about 12 years ago, and so it has been used.
So it was for poultry?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm Faith Lowe. I'm his wife. We own the property jointly on both sides of Ralph Mitchell. Ralph and I have made some considerable improvements to our existing property where we're living, hoping to sell our property, which is about an acre and a half, with the house, in hopes of building on the lot on the other side of Ralph Mitchell, which would be approximately
40 foot from the
existing manure shed, if it's proposed. I do think that, you know, it would make it very difficult for us to sell our property, and it would also make it very difficult to build a brand new house on a property that close to manure shed. And so I'm here to state my objections as well.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, next.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I have a map that I'd like to hand out before I speak. My name is Patty Deptula. This is my husband, Jim. Patty Lowe Deptula. My husband and I and our two children reside in a home located on parcel 51.03. If you can see it on the map, I put a little star on it. It's hard to see. We also have two children that live with us. We built the home in 1989 and have lived there, raised our family there for the last 20 years. Prior to that, I grew up on the farm that was my brother's from the time I was 5 years old, and actually worked in chicken houses for many years. I'm very familiar with chicken manure and the smell and the other qualities that it has. I also work for the county's Public Works Division. I've been in there for 28 years and have some experience in environmental concerns through my work, especially with the former county landfill sites, as well as several other projects that I've worked on over the years. So sometimes I know a little bit more than I really want to. Baxter Farms purchased the property in May of 2001 by the deed that I have from my brother. The chicken houses at that time had not been in use for more than 10 years. Ralph said for 12. I know it was at least 10, the way I counted it up. With no chickens at all whatsoever. We heard after the purchase of Baxter, of the land, that the existing chicken houses were going to be burnt down. and that it was postponed repeatedly because of burning bans that had been put in place, so he couldn't do it, so it was kept being postponed over the years. I would say about a year and a half ago, and I'm not 100% on that, but roughly a year and a half or so, workers arrived at the site and began raising the foundation of the chicken house in the area of it. On the map, it's the one area that's not axed in red, which is the closest to all of our existing homes. We were kind of surprised. I just recently found out from planning and zoning that he should have had a building permit for that, which may have actually waylaid some of this money that he put into it. He wouldn't have had to expend this money if maybe, you know, he'd gotten upfront information from P&Z with permits or whatever, or just made known what he was trying to do. But at that time, I mean, we also heard that it was going to be some sort of equestrian operation, which actually has a greater setback distance than a manure shed, according to county code. This past fall is when they actually came and burned the buildings down, and we still at that point just assumed they were going to burn everything, that's what was going to be done, that they were going to put this irrigation system in and just use it for farmland. And we woke up on a fall Saturday morning to see the whole area engulfed in flames. We're like, okay, you know. And the winds just by chance were blowing that day, and they often do blow that in that direction towards our house. We had large pieces of debris floating through the air, and I know Kenny was there also. I had concerns, which, you know, I can be overly paranoid, but I think that's a good thing to rule on the side of safety. For my husband, that maybe our house might catch on fire. So the wind was coming at us pretty good. So it does at times blow in our direction pretty heavily. It was only after the departure of the fire department that we learned that the portion of the chicken house that was left intact was still there. Yeah, I'm going to get to my comments here. I've got a list of concerns I tried to briefly put together. My mother recently passed away, and my father has been very ill in the hospital. So you'll have to bear with me. But as Ralph Mitchell said, we've all been good neighbors for many years. You know, I knew Jim's sons very well, too. We never had any disagreements. My kids went to Jay's mom's preschool. You know, loved her. She was great. I'd like to keep a great relationship if we could, too. But, you know, by the county code, the proposal for the manure shed that he's put forth, it not only is less than 50 feet from the boundary line, it's less than, he has residents that are located less than 200 feet from the proposed manure shed. That's also in the county code, and that wasn't mentioned in the variance papers that I received or that I saw in the file. And I did note that the fee was waived for him because of the letter that was sent in error from Mr. Lank. I actually went in and approached Mr. Lank after the hearing through the grapevine that it was going to be a manure shed. That never came out till just recently. Actually, it came out as I was visited by Mr. Baxter, Jay Baxter, at my parents' house, which was located on parcel 51.02. I was caring for my mom in mid-January, and he stopped by, which I thought was really, really nice of him, to ask about our feelings concerning his grandfather's desire to put a manure shed there. And we talked really briefly because I didn't want my mom to get upset because she was ill. And I relayed to him that, you know, we were not in support of it and that I'd like to have a chance to talk to him again later. And that I was pretty sure that they'd need to apply to the county P&Z for a public hearing at that time, given the fact that the chicken house construction had originally required a variance and that there hadn't been any chickens in the house for more than 10 years. And actually, after that, we talked a couple more times by telephone, and, you know, Jay has been really nice about it, and Mr. Baxter's been really nice, too. But the bottom line, to me, I asked Jay if he would have a manure shed in his backyard, and he told me no, he would not. So There it is. To me, that you know, you can't expect people to do something that you wouldn't want to do yourself. I mean, that's one of my rules of life. I don't know how you guys, you know, feel about that, but I think it's pretty important. It's kind of like the golden rule, you know. On another note, I wanted to mention that we have two properties located less than 50 feet from the boundary line, my brother Ralph's and Mr. Mitchell's, and there are two existing homes, ours and Mr. Mitchell, and then the proposed residence on the vacant lot that are located less than 200 feet from the proposed manure shed. And additionally, there are five other existing homes within the immediate area that have occupied at least by 18 people or so. I did a rough survey of the neighborhood, just, you know, asking by phone, not everybody, but I found that not only are there three people in my family, myself included, that already have allergies, but at least five others that have allergies. One has migraines triggered by odors, and one has asthma. I have severe allergies to mold. I have to take allergy medicine every day. We spend a lot of time outside when we can, when we're not working. We both, my husband and I, work full-time. You know, I've been a lifelong resident of Sussex County, and what I do for fun is hang out in my backyard. I mean, I'm a country girl, and I've always been, and I understand the farming, and I understand his situation, but this is our quality of life that we're talking about, that we come home to after work. You know, I mean, that we can sit out in our swing and look at the field, or, you know, I mean, it's not a lot, but it's what we got. And we're just concerned about being held prisoner in our home after working all week due to horrible odors and flies and other pestilence that could be resultant from this type of activity. And I mean, I know that it does for a fact, because I've been on a farm. I've seen the flies, I've seen the bugs, I've smelled the smells. There's also, I mean, several diseases that can be transmitted from manure via pathogens, parasites, bacteria, molds, and viruses that are inherent in animal waste. I mean, let alone the groundwater concerns that Ralph Mitchell brought up. I found several articles about detrimental effects from, like, federal government sites, the USDA, the Center for Disease Control, some other private groups, Natural Resources Defense Council, that, you know, talk about how very careful you have to be with these things and, you know, some of the bad side effects from it. I guess bottom line, our suggestion for an alternative proposal is that Mr. Baxter locate the manure shed on his home farm. As you can see on the map, this area right here is Mr. Baxter's home farm with his existing outbuildings. And then he has eight active chicken houses. I'm not sure that the chicken houses on the home farm are active. Are they, yeah, well, I was hoping maybe you'd answer.
Direct your ma'am, question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just the board.
There are a couple. I know I stopped and looked, and on the ends of some, they're dilapidated, that could be converted over, you know, or used, or actually usable now for a manure shed. These are the eight houses where manure is actually generated. And as you can see, they want to ship it all the way up to where there's the most houses, you know, that have been there for several years. I know they have one manure shed on this property. I'm not sure about any others, but I mean, there are areas where they could locate the manure shed that wouldn't be a nuisance, you know, to people that reside in homes along there. I wonder why we have to bear the burden of the manure when he has more than ample room on other portions of his land that are closer to where it's actually generated from. I think this would be a good neighbor thing to do, since everyone living in the immediate vicinity is in disagreement with the proposal. And that's all I have, Jim.
The only thing I have to add is the letter from Mr. Lank was an error, and I think Mr. Lank, you know, conceded that, and I hope everybody realizes that.
I
clarified it, yes. But no, I don't need to go over everything again.
Okay.
Did you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I don't. Does any member? Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Jennifer, there is a 200-foot requirement, right?
And that's from not dwellings. Yes.
not on the application. I'm not sure. I don't know if she can direct the advertisement where we may be able to include it, but because it says a variance from setback requirement for a manure shed, I don't know, the 50 and the 200 foot would both count.
His application's what I was looking at, though. It doesn't actually state that. There's actually a couple errors on the application. I wasn't quite sure what the frontage, the 257 feet of frontage was about, if that's further down the road or that's from the home farm. He has no actual frontage on the road until he reaches his home farm land.
Must be a right-of-way or something to...
No, there's not. There was no easement or anything given when he purchased the property off the road. It abuts existing property he owns.
Okay.
So that's how...
It can't be landlocked.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that must be it.
There's the railroad, I guess, kind of runs through, but he had that other side anyway, so...
Mr. Chairman, we own the property on three sides of the existing property.
Okay. Ma'am, how far is he from that your house? The shed?
From our house...
Yeah, I've got it on here. I actually have it.
Or the closest one. Is yours the closest one to it?
No.
You 52?
No, that's Ralph Mitchell's.
We're 51.03.
If you want to look at it.
He's 52, Ralph Mitchell. And then Ralph Lowe Jr. is 51.04. The 51.04 and the 52 are the closest.
There's the house. And there's their house.
What'd you measure? 195 feet. From the corner of the shed to our house.
195.
To the house.
Mm-hmm. 5 feet off.
And it's closer on 52 and what would be on 51.04 as they are proposing to build a house.
So he has to be 200 feet, he's 195, okay.
I think he's, what,
148.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, someone else is going to speak on their,
okay,
on that too. So.
It's 100, you think it's 148 from
148,
your
but someone else has that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll wait.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Dustin Burns. I've been a water well contractor with Burns Well Drilling about all my life. My grandfather actually started business in 52. My sole concern is really with health benefits. I do understand that the 200 feet away from a domestic residence is to prevent against spread of disease and other such things as vermin. With the well, maybe 5 feet away outside, I do understand it's an agricultural well. It does permit for it to enter nitrates into the water well or into the water supply that would affect the other surrounding houses. It hasn't been used in 10 years, and the variances or, well, laws for that have changed over the past 10 years to require it to be farther away. I'm not exactly sure what it is for an agricultural system from a domestic system right off, but I do know it's somewhere between 100 to 200 feet. Not sure because I was unable to locate the well in the yard as it's buried at this time as what the actual footage was away, and that's basically what my concern is and my objection.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Denise Burns. I'm Ralph Lowe's daughter. I haven't had a lot of time to prepare a lot, but I've sat down tonight when I got home from the hospital. I've been spending a lot of time at the hospital lately with my father, and I wrote down some thoughts, and he also wrote a little letter that he would like for me to read.
Okay, please do.
It is stressful to be here tonight due to the fact that we recently had our mother pass away and our father is currently being hospitalized for a recent hip fracture. Although it is stressful, it is important enough for us to take the time to be here and speak out in opposition of a manure shed being placed so closely to our homes. Our family has been friends and neighbors with the Baxter families for many years. Mr. Baxter purchased our farmland at a very fair low price a few years ago before the land bust and the land prices skyrocketed. With so much land available, acres upon acres owned by Mr. Baxter, it is not understandable why he chooses to place a manure shed so close to our homes. I have a brief letter from my father in the hospital, which he asked to be read since he is unable to attend this hearing tonight. It is as follows. Our families have lived here for over 50 years, and I do not approve of this manure shed in my backyard. Mr. Baxter has manure sheds down the road on his own farm already where he can store manure. We do not want the foul odor, flies, and water contamination that would occur if this was allowed to happen. Ralph B. Lau. I'm in agreement with my father, and I oppose the manure shed being placed so close to our homes. And to think that any homeowner would want such a foul thing in their backyard is absurd. We are all hardworking, regular people, not rich by any means. And in the little free time we have, we like to spend together outside in our yards doing picnics, cookouts, gardening, watching our children play, and so forth. And to have this right destroyed by allowing a manure shed to be placed so closely to our homes when plenty of other non-intrusive area is available would be unjust and appalling. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Come in.
Hello, I'm Ken Towers.
Good evening.
I live at 22691 Ralph Mitchell's property, the property that he was talking about we're considering purchasing. This really puts a big damper on that. I've got a couple of pictures that give you a better view of the setbacks, the distances, and everything. And I think after you seriously look at those pictures, you can see why there is such opposition. The distances to the building, I know the variances, and I think you should consider. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's that everyone. Okay.
I have a question for the Baxters.
Okay.
There's two houses there, correct?
Two houses where,
chicken,
sir?
Houses.
No, sir.
No?
There is one part of a chicken house there now, sir.
Okay.
That's one part that was put on blocks.
Okay.
Versus talked about moving it.
The rest of it is now a farm field. Right. If I may, I made a makeshift map.
That's okay.
All right.
How long is the house?
Approximately 150 foot. You know what we're talking about? 150 foot. It's on your... I think it's on your surveyor.
We've had the property resurveyed since we've made the changes to the property.
Okay. Your intent is to use the entire house as a manure shed?
Intent is to use the part that is still existing.
150 feet long of it.
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, let's sort of go down one by one. First of all,
that's the only questions I have.
Yeah.
Can we rebuttal?
Can we make a rebuttal statement?
It's up to the chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I am concerned to the fact about water. Nobody likes to drink sturdy water unless you're really thirsty. And I've been thirsty, but that's beside the point. Not it wasn't because of Mr. Lowe, but somebody had placed so much debris on the farm before we bought it. We took a bulldozer to clean up a lot of it, but some of it couldn't be.
Because it's illegal to burn. A lot of it had to be hauled to the landfill.
We hauled
in excess of three tractor trailer loads of debris had to be hauled to a landfill.
All right, let's one of you at a time. Then let your grandfather. Then I'll let you finish.
But he's trying to fill in. See, I'm just an old fella. Don't know too much, you know.
Okay.
But these are things that bother me when, you know, we worked our butt off to get some of the waste out of the way that somebody else put there that we bought. It was ours, so we bought it. We had to get it out of the way. When you talk about water contamination, what we moved out of that place was more apt to contaminate the well water of everybody around than what we're talking about. One person stood up here now and wanted to know that, you know, well, that nutrients could get in that well that's 5 or 6 feet from the end of the, let's call it manure shed. That's what we put variance in. Mr. Lank wrote me that we could do it. Then he wrote us back, we do it. So you're going to go to you people to get a variance for the distance and for a manure shed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what my letter says.
Mm-hmm.
So now then, we've tried to be about as good as anybody could be. I think that we have a reputation of being a good farmer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of you there know us and what we do. But there's over 900 acres there that's in farmland preservation. That eliminates any house being built there. But that one well that somebody spoke about here tonight is going to cause a contamination. It's not been in use. It's capped off as far as I know. I don't even know a thing about it. No, I know where it is. Now then, I'm concerned about other things. The property line, according to the surveyor, the property line goes right down. There's a group of Leland sapless or some kind of tree like that on the property line. I get a little upset when somebody talks about things and don't look in their own backyard. There's things that are on our property. We haven't said a word about it since we bought the place. Don't intend to, won't tomorrow, won't next week. But let's be reasonable, folks, all of us. We have the right from the Nutrient Management Commission that, yes, we can dump manure out on that farm 200 foot from the nearest house or nearest property line. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. When one person said, you know, why don't you put it in your own backyard? We've got chickens, we've got houses, we've got to burn down. In fact, they're supposed to be burned Thursday night. I hope the wind is the right direction. These are things that we've been trying to do to be a good neighbor and continue to be a good neighbor. And as I gave you the statement, what we have of property as agriculture, we do have some rights left. I don't think that the air problem is anything when the westerly wind, when the house open on the other end. Even if the wind blows in there, I don't think it's going to blow through the tin. But water is something we don't want to contaminate. I've said that for years. It's the most important thing that we can have. Soil conservation came out and looked at that that structure that we have. Well, I said, you're planning? I said, yes, we're going to plan on putting clay in there. They said, we'd like to have somebody put in, what do you call it? Some
impermeable barrier.
There you go. I don't know how to spell it. But this is on the bottom, so it lets nothing through. We had the same thing over in the dumps. Over to across the way here. Same type of thing. Now, if they're going to contaminate, you know, it's going to do it. And I don't know. But they say if you use that and put 4 inches of clay on top of it, it prevents all this that we've been talking about here tonight. Evidently, I thought we mentioned that to you folks when we made a presentation. And I'm sorry they didn't hear it. So this is about all I have to say. Somebody said, why don't we move it? But it's hard to move a block structure wall. I don't think we will move it. If you don't give us a variance, it'll sit there. Probably rot down. That's the best I can say, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
If I may add a few things. First off, for the record, I'd like the record to show that Mr. Baxter did not buy the property. Baxter Farms Incorporated bought the property, which included James H. Baxter III, deceased, William F. Baxter Sr., deceased, James H. Baxter Jr., to my left, Ruth Baxter, and James H. Baxter IV, myself. So it was not a one-person decision to buy this property when it was bought. It was a corporate decision to buy this property. I was misquoted, and I'd like to correct it. I was quoted as saying that I did not want a manure structure in my backyard. What I said was that my wife would not like a manure structure in my backyard. Because as a matter of fact, 300 yards from my residence is a dead bird composter. Ladies and gentlemen, a dead bird composter does smell bad, and it smells a lot worse than a child pile of chicken manure. The control burns that the fire company does, one of the residents, his stepson, is an officer in the Georgetown Fire Company, along with myself. I'm not an officer, but I've been a member of the Georgetown Fire Company for 6 years. We do these things for training and for control purposes. flies, rodents. That property used to be a farm with a stinky, stinky chicken house on it with open air sidewalls to let the stink out and the flies out. Any farm has rodents. I'm sorry. Every time I harvest a field, I get mice in my house. Mm-hmm. And I kill them every year. The old houses behind my grandparents' house are too far away to make it economical to store manure in for this certain particular property. That is why we will not use those houses to store manure for this property. We will have a pile of manure on this property when we decide that we will spread manure on this property per Nutrient Management Commission guidelines. And I'm sorry it's difficult to sell or rebuild your house or your property, but that property was a farm way before those houses were built. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've got to say.
Okay.
I might mention one thing. The chicken houses that we're talking about that will be burned on Thursday if the wind is right, you've got to push it in with a skid loader, you've got to take it out with a skid loader. This house that we're talking about, we want to use for a structure, is raised about, I think, 6 or 7 blocks high, which makes it an ideal thing to be able to back in with our trucks and unload. Somebody said, well, you can't dump a trailer in it. We don't have a trailer to dump manure. We have a trailer that has a chain in the back of it. We can back it all the way in, unload the manure, and go out. We can't do that to any house that we have on our place. So, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be able to talk to you tonight. Mm-hmm. We presented our facts as best we know how, mm-hmm. and I think that whatever you do, we will live with it. Well, and I thank you.
One more question, if I may. How many manure sheds do you have on any of your properties?
Zero.
Besides this one. Besides
that's this one down. No, on our property, yeah, we have
the
one.
The property
down.
The Baxter Farm owns, covered manure sheds, we have zero of. We have structures which we built with our own money, which we could store manure in, which we plan to do. But they are technically not manure sheds, okay. For the record.
Not as according to the...
But you have storage facilities.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, good question.
Covered facilities.
Covered. Okay. Thank you, Inspector.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I rebut?
One second.
I'll make it quick.
Do it.
I can make it quick.
Okay. This will be the last one then. This will be it then.
He mentioned the transportation costs were uneconomical. I mean, either way, they're going to have to transport this manure to the field. It's going to have to be stored somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're going to pay the cost one way or the other. That's, you know, my biggest thing with it right there. And I just hope that I'm really in shock after speaking with Jay on the telephone and in person over this issue, how he seemed so for it when he told me he was not. So that's all I have to say.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's that. Okay. Hearing no other opposition. Anything else?
I would recommend you play this for Mr. Burrell's counsel.
No, wait.
It's on the 200-foot issue.
Yeah, the 200-foot issue is
on yeah, the issue. Yeah, that's not on the application. I was going to ask you that.
Yes.
So you would recommend us to do that then?
Yes.
Okay. Do like that. Okay, there being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,120 until our next regular meeting.
Second.
And which is May the 5th. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,120 until our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 5th. Okay, the first Monday. And the case will be closed. You can come if you would like, but there'll be no more testimony from either one. Take it from either one. Okay? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, the board's going to stay in recess for about 10 minutes.
The other end.
I now will call the meeting back to order.